Hey everybody, Michael Knowles here, and I am very excited to tell you about all the new pronouns that we are expected to use in our crazy modern culture. This video is brought to you by Genucel. More from them in just a little bit, but first, let's take it away. You know I am a huge fan of language and the perversions and abuses of language. Take it away with the pronoun TikToks.
Why do I call myself gay if my pronouns are he, they, and I'm dating a girl? Well... say that louder for y'all in the back if you want me to too. You can identify as any gender you want and use whatever pronouns make you feel most comfortable. Meaning you can identify as a male but use she, her pronouns if that's what you like. I identify as just me. Whatever that is. I'm just me, baby. And I like to use gay as an umbrella term, like how queer people use queer for themselves. Because that's what feels right to me.
This is my favorite one I've ever seen from the whole rainbow LGBT thing, because it's the logical conclusion of it, or the illogical conclusion, but it does flow naturally from their premises, which is if your identity does not need to be in all ways tethered to reality, then it doesn't need to be in any way tethered to reality. If a man can say, I am not obligated to behave like a man, I'm a man, but I'm going to act in certain ways like a woman or like a jackrabbit or whatever, then the logical conclusion is you have no obligation to associate with reality in any way. So the conclusion is, to begin, my pronouns don't need to match my sex because my gender expression is different than my sex. But then the more concentrated version of that is my pronouns don't need to match my gender. And then you say my pronouns right now don't need to match my pronouns 5 seconds ago. 5 seconds ago, the person said,
my pronouns are he and they.
But then through the video, the person says,
no, my only pronoun is me, not even I, not even the nominative, only the accusative me.
I'm just me, baby. But of course, the me means nothing. Because if you embrace these kind of ideologies, then you give away your entire identity. Because the man who can be everything is also the man who is nothing. And this person, I don't know if it's a man, I don't know if it's a woman, I don't know, but it's a very confused person, but there is nothing about the identity to hold on to. In this pursuit of total liberation, this person has liberated himself from himself.
Here's how to use air pronouns. These are neopronouns, aka new pronouns, one of the many awesome options out there for people who don't relate to the traditional societal pronouns of he, him, she, her, or they, them. Lots of people use air pronouns, so let's practice using them in a sentence. A is so fun to hang out with. I only met air recently, but air energy is radiant, and I know A is going to be a great friend.
So there already is a neutral pronoun. The neutral pronoun is he and him and his. That's what, until at least very recently, the Oxford English Dictionary called the gender-neutral pronoun. But in recent years, because of feminism, people have complicated this. So in recent years, you'll sometimes see authors, if they're writing about a neutral person, they'll say, you know, one does this, one does this. She goes down to the store, and that's kind of jarring. You say, well, she isn't, just traditionally, he is the neutral pronoun. Or they'll switch. They'll say, he went to the store, and then she did this, and he did this, and she did this. It's just very, very confusing. Stick to he. It's okay. Or better yet, stick to the pronouns that actually describe you.
Maybe I'm more annoyed about this than I should be, but it feels like extra disrespectful to misgender somebody when they have a pronoun pin on. Like, you know I'm femme presenting. I know I look like a girl, but it's right here. I have a they, them, their pronoun pin right here, and people still call me a girl. People are still using she, her, and it's like, guys, come on. I'm not asking for much here. It's not hard to be respectful of people's pronouns. Can we try harder, please?
Be respectful of people, says the woman demanding that everyone else lie for her. Just be respectful of people, she said as she demanded that everyone else in the world said what she wants them to say and lied about their own perceptions of reality and tried to conform the entire universe to her own delusions, just be respectful. Is it so hard? It's not respectful to. It's not respectful to talk to a person who is schizophrenic and say, hey, what are those four voices telling you today? Oh yeah, you probably better listen to them. They've got really wise advice. That's not respectful. You are indulging their delusions, but it's not respectful to do that. It's not respectful to do it to this poor, confused woman. It says they, them. Well, unless she's possessed by demons, which she might well be, they, them would not be an appropriate pronoun. And the they, them would just refer to the demons who should be exorcised out of her person. So in any case, not respectful at all. And I think maybe these very sexually confused people should have a little respect for the rest of us who don't want to be forced to lie all the time to indulge their very destructive delusions. Not a good thing to do, all right? The body and the soul are united. And so we're not just pure soul and we're not just pure body. But when you want your body to look really good, you got to check out GenuCell. People are raving about GenuCell skincare. Jessica from Huntsville, Alabama says, my skin looks so soft and clear, I have seen a reduced number of fine lines and dark spots. I found a new lifetime product. Absolutely love it. GenuCell was born from its founder in a small New Jersey town as a favor to one of his pharmacy customers. Using rare botanical extracts and scientifically researched ingredients, GenuCell is uniquely formulated to target all visible signs of aging. Fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, a sagging jawline, even those puffy under eye bags that I sometimes deal with because my diet consists of cigars, alcohol, and black coffee. The GenuCell product you use today uses the same one-of-a-kind proprietary flower base developed by its founder all those years ago. Wonderful, wonderful founder with a great story himself. All GenuCell products work for both men and women. Plus, they're safe for all skin types. You are guaranteed to see immediate results in 12 hours or your money back. I love these guys. Even with a hard case like my under eye bags, GenuCell does an absolutely great job. Try GenuCell's most popular package for 70% off. At GenuCell.com/Knowles, Canada View, L-E-S. Join millions of happy customers who have already fallen in love with the results. Plus, for a limited time, get GenuCell's probiotic extract infused moisturizer free with every most popular package. Subscribe and get a complimentary bonus box. GenuCell.com/Knowles. GenuCell.com/Knowles. Let's keep going.
I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it. So trigender and the way you identify in it can be very heavily based on your culture and your cultural background.
Not very based, if you ask me.
For example, I know in Hawaiian culture, there are three genders. There's a third gender. I forget what it's called. I'm sorry. But if you happen to be Native Hawaiian, you could identify as that third gender and then man and woman. Or if you happen to be, you know, from Native Hawaiian background and on the other side, you have a different background that also has a third gender. You can identify as those two non-binary genders. And then take your pick if you want man or woman or even another non-binary gender. But all in all, it comes from your cultural background. So for me, I come from a very heavy Dutch background and American background. So for me, it's more based on if there's man on one side, woman on the other, and non-binary is somewhere in the middle, and then I take up that whole area, the whole bar there. And I know for a lot of people, non-binary is a completely separate spectrum, and that's just not my experience, but I still think that that's a valid experience to have.
The one thing she said that's true is that she comes from a very American culture, from a very extreme leftist part of the American culture, which says that you can be whatever you want, and which purports to have all this deep understanding of all of the indigenous cultures around the world, which she manifestly does not. There's this lie that the transgenderists push that other cultures, indigenous cultures, find me the culture, by the way, that is not at some point indigenous. Aren't all cultures indigenous at some point in time, at the very least? She says certain indigenous cultures, like the Hawaiians and the this people and the that people, they have this concept of a third gender or the two-spirited gender. And it's just totally bonkers. It's made up. It's not real. It's made up by white liberal people to try to give an exotic flavor and an historical justification for their absurd theories about sex and gender that really just developed in recent decades. And then this woman says, well, I'm somewhere in the middle because I come from this culture and I know there's this spectrum and that. And she's dressed up in a way that is not conducive to flourishing. And I don't know about this woman's different psychological difficulties, but it is, in fact, the case that a lot of people who suffer from the sexual confusion are not secretly the opposite sex. They're not even suffering from gender dysphoria primarily, but they're autistic. And I remember I was giving a speech once and a gal came up to me and she said, hey, Michael, I suffered with the gender confusion for years and a lot of liberal people in the world told me that I should try to pretend to be a man and I should transition and go through the hormones and all the rest of it. But fortunately, I had a good solid family, good solid church that I was a member of. And finally, I was just recently diagnosed with autism. And so when doctors stopped trying to treat my gender dysphoria or my transgenderism or whatever, and started treating the actual issue that I have, which is autism, my problems largely went away because now I'm receiving the proper medical treatment and psychological treatment that I should receive. And I just wonder for people, especially people who have autism or related conditions to autism, who have trouble picking up on social cues, who have difficulty recognizing the way that society functions, especially because man is a social animal. Man is a political animal and we exist in society with one another. If a lot of the alienation not only from society but from one's own body and one's own identity, it just comes from those sorts of psychological problems. And so the less that we treat that, you know, the real underlying issue in a lot of cases, the more that we indulge this kind of behavior, and then all of the pathologies just get worse. That's it. Okay, what's my favorite pronoun TikTok? The first one, without any question. The first one was the best by far because it just shows you where this all leads to. It shows you that I, in a conversation, could call myself you, or I could call myself we, or we could call yourself the walrus goo goo gajoob, and if it doesn't have to do with sex or gender or identity or this abstraction of the abstraction, gibbledy gobbledy chicken pop pop bing.
No.
That's the conclusion. The conclusion is just chaos and cacophony. See you next time.